Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi. In the last session, I talked about money churches in Trinidad and Tobago and how There are these churches, inverted commas, that are springing up over the country and over the world that are luring people in. They are taking advantage of people. They are manipulating people. They are stealing people's money in the name of Christianity, in the name of church. And a lot of good people are being duped by it. After that session, I got a lot of calls from people. Now, to be honest with you, I was expecting a lot of hate calls. I was expecting to be abused verbally. I was expecting even 98.1 to call me and tell me, no, you can't be preaching about money churches. But to my surprise and to my pleasant surprise, I got a lot of calls from people telling me, congratulations on preaching that message. That is a message that they desperately needed to hear. And I learned a lot of things from talking to people who have inside experience into a lot of these money churches in Trinidad. People have been telling me that they go to these churches and the pastor would pray for them. Again, pastor in inverted commas. The pastor would pray for them, and then when they're about to leave, the pastor would tell them, how are you going to pay me? And he would be charging them sometimes up to $10,000, in some cases $18,000 for prayer. And here's the thing, the prayer doesn't even work. Many of these people go in because they have sick children or because they have illnesses themselves, and they want prayer, they want healing, they want deliverance. And they're charging them thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for prayer. And the prayer doesn't even work. It is astonishing. And after speaking to people, I realize how much bondage Christians are in. And these are people who are also members of normal, well-established churches. And I wonder sometimes, why aren't their pastors teaching them about these things? Why don't pastors talk about these money churches? And I think that there are quite a few reasons why you don't hear pastors criticizing the money churches. One major reason is that when you look at the money churches and you look at these pastors, you don't really see any discernible difference. They look the same way. They have the same hustling tactics, the same manipulation tactics. And I believe, and I really hope I'm wrong, but I believe that there are many pastors who do not want their people to be too educated. Because if people are educated, they would start questioning them and they would start challenging what they preach. And many pastors are intimidated by that. They don't want people who know too much. And because of that, these things are not being preached, and Christians are being devoured by ravenous wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. From speaking to people, I realize that these money churches, or I should call them money cults, what they're doing, they have a twofold strategy that they use. And ultimately, the end goal is to just make money. That's what it's about for them. They promise people miracles, healing, deliverance. They come across as spiritual. They talk the Pentecostal jargon. They speak the language. They have the right tone of voice. They sound like these other guys on TV. But deep down inside, they are just wolves in sheep's clothing. And they lure people in for the promise of miracles and healing. Come and get your miracle. Come and get your deliverance. And these people come and they don't get healed, and they charge them money for prayer. And then they tell rich people who don't need healing or deliverance, but they want more prosperity. They tell them, give your money to me. And that is the key to prosperity. So they lure poor people in with the promise of healing and deliverance, and they lure rich people in with the promise of business success and prosperity. And at the end of the day, this is how they get money for themselves. And as I was speaking to one particular caller, if Christians stop giving these people money, they lose all their power. The only reason they keep on deceiving other Christians is because good Christians keep on giving them money. And that needs to stop. So what I plan to do is over the next few weeks, I'll share some scriptures on how you could identify these money cults, how you could distinguish between a true pastor and a wolf, a true shepherd and a wolf. Matthew 7 verse 15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." These people on the outside, they look like one of us. They speak the Pentecostal language. They talk the talk. They have the right jargon. They know they have the right inflections in their voice. They could speak in a Pentecostal voice. I can't even speak in a Pentecostal voice. And they trick people into thinking these are men of God, but they are really wolves dressed up like sheep. You see, outwardly, it is possible to look like a Christian. You could talk like a Christian. You could talk like a pastor. You could call yourself an apostle. You could call the name Jesus. You could say, Lord, Lord. But that means absolutely nothing. It is what they are on the inside. And the question is, how do you know that they are wolves on the inside? You can't see the inside of them. All you could see is the outside. Well, Jesus continues. He said, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them." That is how you know, by their fruits. If you ask me what an orange tree looks like, I don't have a clue. I can't tell an orange tree from a mango tree, from a lime tree, from a... Well, I know what a coconut tree looks like, but I have no clue what an orange tree looks like. But I know what an orange looks like. And unless you have experience with citrus and planting these things, you probably also don't know how to identify an orange tree if you see it. But you sure know what an orange looks like. And if you show me a tree with oranges on it, I know that's an orange tree. I have no idea what the leaves look like, and I have no idea whether an orange tree has thorns or it doesn't have thorns. But I know it has oranges. By their fruits you shall know them. What is the fruit that you see? One person was telling me that they were verbally abused when the pastor prayed for them, the inverted commas pastor prayed for them, and they didn't have the money to pay for the prayer. It is incredible. I mean, if that's the kind of fruit that you see, then that tells you everything you need to know. Because a true man of God will never charge you for prayer. The Bible says, "Freely you have received, freely give." Let's continue with Matthew chapter 7. "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Now here's the thing. Anybody could say, Lord, Lord. Anybody could call the name of Jesus. Anybody could write, "Jesus Christ is the Lord," on their church sign. Anybody could do that. In fact, no cult will ever call themselves the First Church of the Deceived. Nobody thinks that they are deceived. They will always call themselves Deliverance Center or what have you. Anybody could talk the talk. Anybody could say, Lord, Lord. Anybody could say they believe in Jesus. But what do they actually teach? Let me introduce you to two words: theology and doctrine. Theology is what you believe. Doctrine is what you teach. Now, Anybody could put up a sign on their door or on their wall saying this is what we believe. Anybody could take a statement of faith, copy it from the Assemblies of God, and copy it and paste it onto their own website and say this is what we believe. But that could just be what you say you believe. Your theology is what you actually believe. You see, you could say you believe in Jesus. That means nothing. Those are just words. But do you actually believe in Jesus deep down in your heart? You could say Jesus Christ is the Lord. That means absolutely nothing. Jesus said that. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But do you actually believe in the Lord deep down in your heart? Is Jesus Christ actually your Lord? And you will know that by the fruits. Theology is what you believe deep down in your heart. Doctrine is what you teach. I don't know what you believe deep down in your heart, but I know what you're teaching. And if what you're teaching does not line up with what you say you believe, then what you say you believe is a lie. The only thing I could know for sure is what you teach. And if they say Jesus Christ is the Lord, but when you go to their church, do they teach Christ crucified? Do they teach you how to get saved? Do they teach you about what Christ did for you on Calvary? How he died for your sins and how he became sin that you might be the righteousness of God in Christ? Do they teach you that he raised from the dead, and the same spirit that raised him from the dead now lives in you? Do they teach you about God's grace? It is wanting to say you believe in Jesus, but what do they teach when you actually go to their church? Is it all about money? Is it all about deliverance? By their fruit you shall know them. Verse 22 of Matthew 7. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Now here's the funny thing. Many of these people, pastors in inverted commas, try to talk about how anointed they are. They try to make people believe that they are so anointed. Why? Because they could prophesy. Because they could cast out demons, again inverted commas, because you don't actually see a demon coming out. Many of these things are staged just to look good on TV. They say they heal the sick in your name. Many shall say to me, Lord, didn't we do many wonders in your name? And Jesus will say to them, I never knew you. Meaning that they were not good men of God who went astray. They were never men of God. They were never even saved. And you think they are anointed pastor. They're not even a Christian. And this is from the Bible. This is all in the Bible. Jesus told us it will happen. Beware of it. Watch out. I never knew you. Just because somebody is doing a miracle, just because somebody is casting out demons or appear to be casting out demons, that means absolutely nothing. The miracles could be real, they could be fake. It means absolutely nothing. Satan could do miracles. That means absolutely nothing. That doesn't mean that they're from God. It is by their fruit you shall know them. And what is the fruit that you see when you look at these people's lives? In the next few sessions, like I said, I will talk a lot more about these churches, how to identify these cults. And the reason I'm sharing this is so that you will not fall into the trap that many other people have fallen into.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.